28% of children in West and Central Africa are severely malnourished, and UNICEF's regional director for the area, Esther Galuma, warns the problem is about to get worse.
Rising prices of food are having a very serious impact on the nutritional status of children.
More than 500 health leaders from around the world gathered in Burkina Faso this week for the International Conference on Primary Healthcare Systems in Africa. At the conference, some officials said they were concerned about the impact that rising food prices would have on the health of Africa's children. Galuma says governments must take actions.
The commitment that we would like to see from governments that are here is, number one, recognition that primary healthcare systems have to take into account the current rising prices and the crisis that may happen as a result, and that they're committed to put in place a plan to assist their populations.
At the conclusion of the three-day conference, African ministers of health and UN officials had agreed to the Ouagadougou Declaration to address improvements in African health care. The declaration urges governments to update national health policies and specifically address communicable diseases such as malaria as well as child health. Galuma adds that food availability and malaria are closely linked.
Malnutrition combined with other diseases is the biggest cause of child death in our region.
As the health minister for South Africa, Manto Shabalala Mismong, also attended the conference. She says it is necessary to go beyond food production. They must also consider food quality.
Important is to make sure that, yes, indeed, there is food security. But then once you have the food on the table, what you do with it is not just the quantity, but it's also the quality.
Next week, West African ministers of trade and finance will convene in Abuja, Nigeria, for an Economic Community of West African States-hosted meeting to discuss steps they can take to tackle the soaring food prices. For VOA News, this is Ricky Shryock in Ouagadougou.